You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Beckley, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Big Sui, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
All right, so this is perfect. We've been sitting here for 30 minutes of overtime just staring at each other, all of us in these boxes waiting for overtime to end so that we could do our post-game show. And it just ended, and a great second half of football, and Stugatz's microphone isn't working, and it just started getting staticky now, and Mike Ryan insisted that we start right now. Let's see the shape of Stugatz's microphone at this state. Let's see what you've got, Stugatz. Your Jets, they lose today. They had a play where one guy ran through eight of their tackles, eight of them, eight or nine of them. Let's hear from you, Stugatz. What do you got? You're muted.
It's way better than it was before.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I can read his mouth. I don't know what's happening.
It's so good.
Woody, can you drive to Sugatz's house?
Turn on his fandom.
Look at this collection of losers. I want the audience to embrace this collection of losers. Mike Ryan is the only winner among us with his stinky Browns football team, a 13.5-point favorite today. Go ahead and do your gloating, Mike, because look at Chris Cody. Roy hates football already. Roy has announced that he hates football because his fantasy team was in trouble. He lost everything he had today. So, Mike, you're the only one. Go ahead. Have at it.
I'm the only winner only because we're just 24 hours removed from Sparty pushing it in us. But Cleveland Browns, you know, it's the NFL, Dan. You can't take Davis Mills lightly, because if you sleep on Davis Mills, you might find yourself in a one-score ball game. Thankfully, the Cleveland Browns hold serve at home and now off to the very tough Minnesota Vikings, who are playing for their season. What a finish in that game.
Chris Cody, how are you doing with your Dolphins? How do you feel right now?
I could not believe when Devontae Parker dropped that touchdown. I know that you guys were mocking earlier about Brian Flores saying before that game that he said that they beat themselves.
The game, they lost by five touchdowns, Chris. Don't be out here with they actually did. They didn't kick their own ass. Buffalo did it for them.
I'm just saying the Dolphins in the first half, they beat them. I know in the second half, it just turned into a joke.
Chris, they lost. Chris, they lost by five touchdowns.
It was 14-0. Devontae Parker dropped the touchdown.
They scored 0 points.
Jakeem Grant fumbled at the five-yard line. Like, freak odd plays. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, they're a joke. It was a ridiculous day. I'm just saying that I agree with Brian Flores. It wasn't like the Bills. Granted, Devin Singletary ran it in without being touched on the first series. Like that one, he literally
wasn't
touched.
You can't agree with Brian Flores on we beat ourselves when the scoreboard says 35-0.
Devontae Parker, Albert Wilson, and Jakeem Grant they beat themselves in that first half. Mm-hmm. We could have been, it could have been 14-14 if those three guys didn't beat themselves.
They didn't beat themselves.
We that's really kicked our own asses today.
That's
man.
Pornographic. That is pornographic.
That did. It did sound odd. I didn't like the way that sounded.
Mike, what is going on with Stugatz? Explain to me. We sat here. I want to explain to the audience what kind of disaster this is, okay? We sat here for 1.5 hour staring at each other, just waiting. And Stugatz got off some of his best material. One after another, he was playing the...
He just keeps coming back to a muted microphone saying, is this better? It is not. Maybe he's just doing this to avoid any Jets talk, Dan.
Why are we bothering with this? Is he still trying to talk to us? We can't do this way. We got to get him out of here. We've got to just talk. We've got to
just pick your Mac source. Just pick a different microphone. Pick the one that comes out of your keyboard, Stugatz. Chris, Tua, hurt. Now, at first, everyone was saying, oh, man, he's reaching for the hip, but it was a rib injury. X-rays negative. Jacoby Brissett comes in. Really beat himself that entire game after he comes in. Cam Newton time?
Witty, did you say to yourself when you saw what's his name in there, were you like, hey, what if Jacoby Brissett just comes in here right now and he just turns into like what Brady did for Bledsoe? What if that just happens? And then he played for three plays.
What Brady did for Bledsoe? How are you saying something dumber? I'm so ready to back you, Chris.
No, what I'm saying is when that happens, you say to yourself, this could happen. And then he plays three plays and you're quickly like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
But it's Jacoby Brissett.
Exactly. I just look, it's not a good day, okay? It's 35-0.
I was ready to back you, Chris, on this. I texted my friends who are very defensive about Tua. They have not appreciated how critical I've been of him in the past. And I said, are you guys ready for Brissett to be better than Tua? Are you guys ready for Brissett to, you know, be a competent manager of this offense, have more than one read, take this team down the field? But all it did was reveal that all the excuses that people have made for Tua are kind of legit. That offensive line stinks. The receivers cannot stop dropping the ball. And, you know, like all those excuses are legit. They're not, you know, just trying to, you know, cover for a bad quarterback in Tua. Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's bad too, but he had a Buffalo Bills defensive lineman dangling from his ear the entire game.
But you thought you could count on the defense, though, and the defense didn't show up at all today, also beating themselves. So I'm not really sure. What's a good unit on this Miami Dolphins offense? Because the defense is obviously concerning. You can say that game got away from us. Once Tua goes out, you lose all hope. But what's a good unit on the Miami Dolphins offense right now? Just merely good.
It was the receivers until today. I would have said the receivers, but oof, so bad today.
Whittingham, you felt bad for Brissett, didn't you?
I did, because he's put into an impossible situation. He's put into a situation where his offensive linemen cannot block. They appear to have two bad tackles in Austin Jackson, who was an early pick last year, and Jesse Davis, who played every position on that line, who is absolutely horrific.
That's why Tua got hurt today. He was a turnstile.
He's so bad. They tried to fix the interior of the offensive line with some more draft picks, and we're right back to square one. It's this offensive line cannot block, and for whatever reason, Buffalo just absolutely destroys this team. Every single time, it's like five or six times now that they've played in the McDermott era, they demolished the Miami Dolphins, and they don't have an answer for Buffalo's... I mean, their defense is okay, but it's not great. Matt Milano was in the backfield the entire game. It was ridiculous.
Josh Allen, has he lost to the Dolphins? He hasn't lost.
I don't believe so, no.
No, he's 6-0.
So you're talking about a team that went 17 years without making the playoffs, and the Dolphins are in such a sewer in this division, that that's now the team that they're chasing. Stugatz's Jets, that was there a better play today than Damian Harris breaking nine tackles on a 29-yard? It was eight or nine Jets tackles on a 29-yard run. I saw that in the Steelers game, and Jessica Steelers lost as well. They put on the ESPN.com page Najee Harris's stiff arm, and I was laughing because I'm pretty sure it was like 3-0 in the first quarter, and it got them from the 22-yard line on their own 22 to their own 28, and it's like epic stiff arm, 6 yards, Najee Harris, and I'm like, we really love stiff arms. We love just the general masculinity of Derrick Henry run. Like, you guys enjoyed that overtime, right, Derek? You enjoyed the second half of that game.
We've lost Stugatz's camera now. He has dropped out. I did not enjoy that second half and overtime just because I was dreading what Mike Vrabel was going to use as his approach for that overtime game. We got a near safety, which is exactly how Mike Vrabel wants to win that football game. And then we got a kick from Randy Bullock, who's still out here in the league. But to answer your question, I think my favorite play was probably Kyler Murray avoiding the sack by just merely going backwards,
yes,
off his back foot, calm, composed, an absolute dime. Was that a fourth down conversion too, where he hits, was it Christian Kirk deep? It was an unreal throw from Kyler Murray. He's really fun to watch.
Whittingham proclaimed him the most exciting athlete anywhere in sports. Is it American sports or is it all sports?
Or is it because Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are playing on Sunday night?
Well, I actually think that Lamar Jackson, while capable of incredible bits of quality, I think Kyler Murray does more than he does. And man, I think it's just because Arizona and Kyler Murray has so drastically improved the 4 o'clock window compared to what it's been for the last 6 or 7 years. He is so entertaining, and it's everything, right? He can run. The quickness of his feet is the most astounding thing to me in the sport. His legs move at a rate of speed that is incomprehensible. And then he can run around in a full circle, throw across his body, and find wide open receivers because, as Aqib Talib said on the broadcast, you can't cover for that long. You can't cover for a Kyler Murray window. He does everything you want out of a quarterback. It is the height of entertainment for me.
Is it just me, or is everybody in the Arizona Cardinals faster than everybody else in the league? They got Rondale Moore out of Purdue from nowhere. All of a sudden, he's running by everybody in the secondary. It's like, where did he find these guys?
No, you say that, but this is the thing. There's one thing, and I know every once in a while he'll just have two or three catches a game, but I would make the argument that outside of Tyreek Hill, the guy that every team in the league envies that they do not have is that damn Ruggs. I know he is not as productive as Lockett or anything else. I know that he is a guy who won't actually get you anything but those big 70-yard plays, but I desperately want a guy who can run all the way down the field that everyone is scared of. Give me a guy better. Give me a guy. Tyreek Hill's the best, right? But I want to put Ruggs there, even though I know he's not as good as Lockett at getting behind a secondary.
Miami's hoping that Jalen Waddle can be that. He's one of those guys. Anthony Schwartz actually led the Browns in targets. Anthony Schwartz has Olympic speed. I think if there were a race, Anthony Schwartz might actually beat Tyreek Hill in a race. He's like a straight dead sprint, Olympic level speed.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you believe that any time in history that Schwartz would beat a Tyreek Hill in
just
a sprint?
Schwartz. It does not help that he's just going by Schwartz here. No.
If you include the Anthony, he's got like a 20% better chance, but just Schwartz, not a hope in hell.
Just make it Cheetah versus Schwartz on the poster. That poster, I've got no shot.
Mike Ryan, did you get excited today? Were you able to watch, or did you get sucked up in two-year-old birthday parties? Were you able to watch Jack Doyle rumbling with the football on a deflection?
I did, and I watched Carson Wentz somehow injure himself by trying to throw a ball while he was on his skull. I don't understand why Carson Wentz does any of the things that he does. I think the Rams are legitimately good. Indianapolis had to have that game. But it's weird. This was a very weird week. The Carolina game was super weird, and I don't know the math for an 18-game season yet, so I'm like, they have to have this one, right? Minnesota season's over, right? And maybe not so much.
You say the Carolina game was weird, but it turns out that Jameis Winston was not totally fixed by Sean Payton, that what I was telling you, that it wasn't the LASIK, it wasn't that he was blind last season, and now that he could, that a coach could just erase all of those turnovers. So I saw that Carolina did that. I wanted to ask you guys, though, the inspired change that Sam Darnold has and others, is anyone booing that? Because again, it's another totally neutral thing. Inspired change doesn't say much of anything. Is anyone I'm trying to figure out slogans that we could put there that are more neutral, that people can object to, even if they can boo unity.
We can all do better. Perhaps would go on the helmet for someone that just doesn't want any public relations whatsoever. Hey, maybe we can all aspire to be better somewhat.
But you were mentioning the Rams. Are we in agreement on this? There are two teams in the league, right? Now, let's put the Chiefs off to the side because they've got those skill position guys. But I think I have this right when I say there are two teams in the league where you're just looking and saying scheme. They're going to win with scheme. And it's San Francisco, right? Mm-hmm. Like we agree that they're one of them. And then here, it's the Rams. Stafford is, without question, appreciably better than Jared Goff, who's one of the worst quarterbacks I ever saw in the season he had before McVay got there. Stafford's going to be good there, correct?
He's going to be great.
They're going to be appreciably better. Is there a third team I'm missing on? Yeah. I believe in their scheme more than I believe in anything. Like their players are pretty much interchangeable.
Well, I think Stefanski running that same sort of Shanahan-inspired, Kubiak-inspired offense, zone reads, really optimizing space and windows for your talent. Now, Cleveland also, on top of that, just so happened to be an ultra-talented team. But with scheme, I think Stefanski's creeping into that conversation, Dan.
Billy, where are you? Where are you with how you're feeling about your football Sunday? You're with us, the rest of these losers. Do you feel like a loser today?
Wow, what a question. Do I feel like a loser today? No, but get back to me tomorrow and Tuesday. That's when my week will go south on this football business.
Oh, because of the useless sound montage.
Yeah.
Roy, why are you
hating? Yes, Stugatz, we got Stugatz.
Hey. A heck of a Sunday.
Stugatz, I want to hear a couple of things from you. I just want to hear your general thoughts on a rookie quarterback against Belichick. Zach Wilson, I'm sure that always goes well for the rookie quarterbacks. And I want to get your general thoughts on Damian Harris, who last week you were laughing and saying we'd never see from him again, right, after he fumbled. Now this mm-hmm. week you see him break. How many tackles was it against your beloved Jets?
A thousand tackles, four interceptions. I said when Zach Wilson has time and can step in the throws, he can make all the throws. The problem is he never has time. I'm numb to it. I seriously, and by the way, I mean, even at 0-2, Dan, we are firmly entrenched right in the mix in the AFC East. We're just the game out, and we got the Broncos coming to town. So, I mean, we got a shot, you know? I feel pretty good. I just talked myself back into feeling good. Oh, the Jets. They're terrible. I'm so tired of it.
Broncos really are your last to first team.
I know, worst to first. But Mike called me out on that, and he was accurate. Where he looked at Mike knew what I was doing because I was looking at their schedule, and their schedule is so – they had Jacksonville this week, the Jets next week. They'll get off to the 3-0 start. I had them going worst to first of the AFC.
Can we stop for just a second as we talk about some of these things, the Bills not making the playoffs for 17 years and now being the cream of that division, the Dolphins getting shut out, and the Jets being totally irrelevant. Tom Brady's got 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks. it doesn't make any sense.
Like, the Gronk thing is as crazy, honestly.
Yeah, it is. And he said he wants to play till he's 50 now. 50.
But someone explain this to me, okay? Because they scored more points than anyone in the league today. Like, and they're just sitting there. Matt Ryan, there was one of these great plays. This is there one play last year. At the end of last year, Phillip Rivers threw a pick six, and then the ball came. The guy came running right over Chris Phillip Rivers. He's on his back like a turtle, and he just sort of you know, doesn't come close to making the tackle and then just falls on his back and stays there. On one of the pick sixes today, Matt Ryan just laid down on the 20-yard line, totally on his back as they ran on one of the pick sixes. And it felt like he has lived there ever since it was 28-3. Like
on his back?
At the 20-yard line on his back. Like the precipitous drop on the rest of Matt Ryan's career from up 28-3 is a thing to behold, because the Bucs, you got to be kidding me, Stugatz. He's 44 bleeping years old. He throws his first two touchdown passes to Gronk. And not only that, here's the other thing that he does. Oh, Mike Evans, sorry about last week and the whole Antonio Brown thing. Right. Let's get you the ball immediately and often in the end zone, because I've got more skill guys than I've ever had in my career at 44.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it shouldn't be surprising at this point, yet it still is. 44, and he's still doing it at this level. I mean, and that division's not nearly as good. So, I mean, there's no reason that they're not going to make a deep run in the playoffs and probably find themselves playing in the Super Bowl again. I mean, it's really the game next week against the Rams in L.A. will be interesting. But, I mean, they're just so good. They really are. And he's so amazing. And I don't doubt him when he says he can play until he's 50. Do you? Don't do it, Dan. Do not do it. I care about you.
Until he's 50.
Yeah.
Dan, yeah. Come on.
Everything he's yeah. done until now is similarly yeah. as unprecedented.
Dan is just tepidly not wanting to give the soundbite, though. He doesn't want this film on YouTube forever.
I'm willing to do it. No, I'm willing to do it.
Don't do it, Dan.
I have been doubting him now. He has had a full Hall of Fame career since I said that he was aging. So this is all I said. I just said it wasn't like
he's getting older.
No, listen to me. My
he's won four Super Bowls.
Listen to me. My controversial take, okay, was that at 37, where every other quarterback has gotten old, hey, maybe Tom Brady is aging. Now, I don't understand how he made me as wrong as I've ever been. I don't understand how that's a controversial take. I don't understand how I'm sitting here right now fully afraid to say he won't be dominant at 50 years old.
I knew it.
But I am saying it right now for all to hear, the bold and defying take of Tom Brady will not be starting in this league when he's 50. Off.
I can't wait to start. That makes it to a Pro Bowl and a Super Bowl.
Make that into
a song at the next at Miami 6 years from now.
No.
He'd be
my age. No.
That Monday night game that everyone talks about from Brady was in 2014. They lost 40-7 at home to the Chiefs, and everyone started saying he's old. That was September 30th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. He lost to Alex Smith, who's now retired.
Yeah.
I think he really lost to Matt Castle, by the way, in that game.
Jeez.
The average NFL career is 2.5 years. Brady's had 10 NFL careers.
That's my favorite. And they've all been close. They've all been borderline Hall of Fame. All 10 of those careers. Except for like the 3 games where Dan's like, hey, he's getting older.
No, he right now, this season so far, is MVP. And he's gotten another Hall of Fame bid just this season. Yeah. 9 touchdowns. You gotta be kidding me.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Don Levitard.
Did you guys see Gilbert Arenas' assessment of Zion Williamson.
Agent Zero.
Stugatz.
Did you answer my question there or no? Like
no.
Okay, very no. good.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Roy, why do you hate football?
Because this weekend, the Hurricanes lost to Sparty. And you saw what happened to the Dolphins today. And, of course, I had the Cincinnati Bengals in the I picked out a helmet of death. And now I'm going to go to the grid. So it's been an absolute travesty of a weekend for me. And my only saving grace is because a 44-year-old quarterback decided to throw for 5 touchdowns.
But Roy, when you saw Jacoby Brissett jogging onto that field, you're like, that's where Tua has put me, where I'm like, he's jogging onto the field. And I'm like, guys, this could be the turning point. 6 years from now, when Jacoby Brissett's led us to the playoffs 6 years in a row, I saw it. And then he threw three passes. And I was like, shit,
yeah,
we're still here.
Oh, I had the same reaction. Shit.
I hate the Dolphins.
I hate football.
Has anyone brought up Philip Rivers yet?
There it is.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is. I got his back with his
good night, everyone.
Yeah, no. You sound like you're broadcasting from the moon.
Stugatz, just turn your microphone off and get out of here. Please, please stop. You have to stop. You're a disaster.
Can you find Neil Armstrong? Can you find Neil Armstrong's speech?
Did Purdue get that drum in finally or no?
It had to be in front of the stadium, but they couldn't get it through the away tunnel. Sucks. And that decision carried Notre Dame to victory. Jess is a winner in college football, but we don't have to. This is a pro football postgame. We don't have to talk about any college football. Let's just keep moving.
Or Will Mallory.
Armstrong.
It's just so perfectly Stugatz here. Just useless and a disaster and a show killer at every turn. We do have the ability. Thank you, Stugatz, for all your fine work. Feel free to get out of here. We do have the ability, at least, from wherever it is, this cast of losers, except for Mike Ryan and his Browns, to laugh at Urban Meyer. We have the ability.
What college job is going to open up this week that he's going to have to deny interest in? Sure it'll all be much. Yeah, it'll be way better week Miami. Two after two loss. I feel so bad for his family. He's in absolute misery, no doubt, when he's coming home to a home that looks like it was designed. I'm going to come out and say it. Did you see the photos from inside their home with all the photo frames on the one coffee table with no room to put even a bottle of beer? It looks psychotic, this house. I looked at the pictures and I had to go breathe into a brown paper bag. It almost gave me a panic attack. No wonder he is so high strung. Whoever has interior decorated this person's home has bad intentions for Urban Meyer's health. I'm telling you right now.
Now look at this, Mike Ryan. We bring in the reinforcements because Stugatz wasn't proper show killer enough. We now bring in Miami Dolphins correspondent from with the help of his son.
He had his headphone eared the opposite way.
Well, let's see if his microphone works. Let's see if his microphone works now. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald.
Hello. Linson,
your son, you should know, Greg Cody, that your son saw Jacoby Brissett jog into the game and thought to himself, I hope this is like the moment when Drew Bledsoe left the field and Tom Brady was entering. That's a thing your son just said on what it is that we were discussing here. What can you give us? You've got the coach, Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins, saying we beat ourselves.
Right. Yeah, them and the Buffalo Bills had a little bit to do with it. Yeah, when Tua went down and Jacoby came in, Christopher was not alone. I'm sure throughout the stadium, there were a lot of fans thinking, wow, this is the spark we need. Tua had gone 1-for-4. He had been sacked a couple of times. The Bills were driving toward a 14-0 lead at the time he went out. So, you know, a lot of people, I mean, let's be honest. Tua is not sold for most people. And what happened today certainly underlined that. And immediately, you know, just like Canes fans are always wanting to fire everybody right now, when the Dolphins lose a game like this, all of a sudden, all the rumors come back out. Deshaun Watson, you know, all this stuff comes back out. So this is what the Dolphins and Tua have to deal with until he turns himself around.
Did any of you feel any semblance of early season soothing in just seeing Cordarrelle Patterson running around out there again?
Oh, Cordarrelle. Yeah, as a running back this time. It's, you know, it's usually the first 10 years in your league that are the toughest to figure out what position you play. Cordarrelle, number 84, as a running back right now. I'm beginning to have my doubts about this Atlanta roster construction, Dan. Chris Whittingham mentioned how quick Kyler Murray's feet are. And then just watch Matt Ryan trying to evade a sack. I kind of feel like maybe Justin Fields at that spot might not have been a bad choice.
No, but you say that, but you saw it today in the Chicago game, right? I mean, I guess I've been fascinated by how quickly all of these quarterbacks have gotten to good. What Herbert is doing out there, even in a loss, he makes 5 throws today where I'm like, Jesus Christ, you've got to be kidding me. But what Justin Fields did today, even as they won, the thing that he did today that you just don't see anymore in the league is disaster plays, like just the disaster plays where he, you know, he's fumbling the ball 15 yards back or throwing a really dumb interception that makes the game go from 20-3 quickly to 20-17. Like that seems to be the thing that people are avoiding with the young quarterbacks. But Greg, what are they telling you about how hurt Tua is? Because we just saw in the late game with Tannehill, we spent 7 years analyzing that quarterback. He was available to everyone in the league. Everyone said he was a backup. 7 years of analysis. We've now got 12 games of Tua, and he's hurt. And I don't feel like we're going to sit around waiting the same way that we did for 7 years on Tannehill. Like, what do we know about his injury, and what do we know about him?
Well, his ribs were negative in the x-ray test, so I don't think he's – going to be out too long. Flores said after the game that he hopes he'll be back this week, meaning for the Las Vegas game next Sunday. But the weird thing is, I thought last year Tua looked really frail. He looked small to me, but he bulked up. He got bigger physically. He got stronger. And so I think this was a product of Buffalo throwing everything at him and the offensive line being totally inept.
Jesse Davis is terrible.
Yes, I'm a fan in the stands just yelled, Jesse Davis is terrible. And he's not alone on the Dolphin offensive line and being terrible. And so that was one of many things that told you how far apart the Bills and the Dolphins are right now is the line play. You know, because Josh Allen wasn't sacked until very late in the game. Although the Dolphin defense really played well against Josh Allen. His stats were terrible. He threw, despite the 2 deep passes, I think he had 170 yards out of 33 attempts, which is really weak and meek for him. So the defense tried to keep the Dolphins in the game as long as they could, but the Dolphins were doing zero with every opportunity.
Billy, can you put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show? Does Greg Cody look like he's wearing a Greg Cody mask?
I wish I had one of those, by the way. Get on that. Get the lark on that. I want a meta. Instead of being paid, I want a rubber Greg Cody mask in time for Halloween.
Not since Don King have I seen someone whose hair looks like it's actively trying to get away from him.
Thank you for that. That's an acknowledgement that I still have hair. So
this is what covering the Dolphins in the flesh, and I mean, and I pick that word on purposefully. Wow. Does to a man. Yeah, you look like you're wearing it a little bit. And now they're traveling to the undefeated Las Vegas Raiders for, is it a must win? It feels must winny.
It can't be a must win at 1-1. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. In a 17-game season, is there ever a must win when your record is 1-1? What are you doing listening in with must winning?
Feels must winny. I don't know. Well, like, they lost so bad. They not only lost to themselves, but they also lost to the Bills. I feel like that's 2 losses.
Yeah, it's the second most must winny game faced by a local team after UM beating Central Connecticut State, for crying out loud. I mean, Manny Diaz thinks it's a must win, and he's probably right. So what a lost weekend. You know, the lost weekend was a 1945 film. And we just experienced that this week.
Greg's been great. Greg's been my favorite part of this show.
Well, but it's not just that he's been great. He's also coming to us from a traditional old person's room.
Yeah. It really is.
Yes. There's wood paneling here, like my belly button.
Wait a minute. The paint in that room, it makes me feel a little bit, it feels a bit haunted. The coloring, the paint, and the fact that you're wearing a Greg Cody mask.
I am. And by the way, now that I think about it, the Lost Weekend starred Ray Milland, who was a really underregarded character actor. Mm-hmm.
I have the synopsis for The Lost Weekend if you'd like me to read it.
Well, yes, right. Please, in a moment. Man, but I can't decide whether Greg Cody is coming to us from a room in a dollhouse or a room from the 1950s that no one has touched or cleaned or anything. It's not been lived in across 70 years, and it is still in the same state it was in the 50s.
That's right. That's my entire house. You know that.
For Micah.
For Micah, yes. Chattahoochee, we got it all around here. We got it all.
Is Chattahoochee still a thing? Can we go many places and find someone in 2021 that's decorating their house now and saying, you know, hey, can you call me the Chattahoochee guy?
Yes. I think so. Somebody's got to bring it back. I used to love that. It predated tile. It was fabulous. Those little brownish earth tone pebbles, they were fantastic.
What are you talking about? I thought Chattahoochee was a river.
I don't think most people know what we're talking about. I think it's what, Greg, can you take us around that room? Can you move your computer around and just take us on a little tour of
I'll let Christopher do that because I don't know what you're.
Is that your bedroom or what room is
this? This is our guest room. This is our guest room. When we have a guest or when my granddaughter sleeps over. She sleeps in here. It's a guest room. What can I tell you?
Roy, do you know what Chattahoochee is? Is Greg Cody making a reference so old that no one listening to this understands what it is that he's referencing when he says
I legit thought it was a river. Okay. I thought it was a river.
You know, get into the hoochie, man. Come on.
Baby.
That's what I'm saying. It's a beautiful stone. You don't see it anymore, though. I will say that.
Are you thinking terrazzo?
Terrazzo's another one. That's very similar.
That has come back. Very expensive now, Greg, believe it or not.
It's an Italian tile, I believe. Mm. Yeah, really good stuff.
Yeah. What else from today did you guys find interesting among everything that was going on out there? Because the Raiders are undefeated now the most. I mean, honest to God, guys, seriously, the Bucs, that's ridiculous. Like it's a ridiculous thing that they're doing where he's putting up a close to a 50 spot when he's 44 bleeping years old.
I really want to see the Bucs travel. That Rams game is going to be really fun to watch. Might level the playing field a little bit. Seattle losing at home to Tennessee, that kind of surprised me at this point. Mm-hmm. I feel like Seattle let them off the hook. But I think the Steelers thing, we all thought, okay, they got worn out. They'll replace some of those players on the offensive line. Not necessarily improve on that offensive line, but just bring in new blood. And I kind of feel like even though they draft Najee Harris, they still have the same problem. It's just that every year there is a precipitous fall from Ben Roethlisberger. And you get that team in third and long. I'm telling you, it used to be like he's going to erase it. Now they're off the field. There's no way they can convert.
But how many of those teams are there? Okay, because we've been doing that analysis for a while, right? For a while, we've said, you know what the good offense is? When you're on defense, it's third and nine and you don't feel comfortable. You don't mm-hmm. like there aren't that many of them, even with all of even with all the advancements there have been in that sport, even with all the numerical advancement that there have been in studying it. When you're watching these games, when you're on defense, and other teams are in third and nine, and you don't feel comfortable, there are how many in the league? Obviously, it's the Chiefs. But the fact that the Bucs are still there, And the fact that you stop them like that, he it feels like he's been doing that across almost 15 years where you stop them on two plays and you feel good about yourself. And then it's third and nine. And you're like, mother, you're like, really? Again, we're going to do this where I don't feel safe when I'm when you're in third and long.
Tom Brady is 5 years older than Ben Roethlisberger. He's played five more seasons than Ben Roethlisberger has at the very least. How? Like, Tom Brady's obviously taking care of his body. There's something to this pliability stuff. He's not this super agile quarterback. He just knows how to take a hit. He knows how to avoid hits. He knows how to get rid of the ball, and he doesn't make the mistake, Dan. As he gets older, the ball gets out of his hand quicker. It's like he knows that his body, if he takes longer to throw it, he's going to start looking old, and he's just programmed himself, I'm going to get quicker with this.
Guys, I apologize, but I got to get out of the Zoom. I've got Hard Knocks here. They're doing a spot with Greg's Lobos for the Greg Cody Show podcast that drops tomorrow morning. And they want to do a spot right now, and I've just got to run. Congrats. I apologize. Yeah, the Lobos. I mean, what a Donnybrook tonight. I mean, we're like neck and neck.
Who'd have thunk it?
Fantastic. Yeah. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Perrazzo.
Goodbye.
Really enjoyed that from Greg.
That was good.
Outside of the non sequitur, I did enjoy it.
Hard Knocks, huh?
The hard a Hard Knocks crew
to the window.
Hard Knocks to spice some things up is actually coming to us in season now, Dan. I don't know if you saw those trailers during Thursday Night Football, which was actually a really fun game. Thursday Night Football been fun this year, but they're going in season with the Indianapolis Colts. Oh.
This is mostly a visual thing that I am doing right now because Greg Cody has left his seat and left us to look at that dollhouse room a little bit more closely. Is that peach the color on his walls, or is that like a specifically beachy pink?
There's like an oar or a paddle on above that window.
Yeah, there's an oar above the window.
Hey, Chris, we can still see you. Don't put
Chris
on
is
your
also
pants or
very
anything.
Peach too, like a very.
I don't think he knows that we can
color.
See him.
What do you mean? I'm showing you. You guys are asking to look at the wall. I'm
Oh yeah, okay, gotcha.
You think I'm just lifting my computer?
It looks like the color. It looks like the color of the original Tampa Bay Bucks uniforms.
Creamsicle.
Creamsicle.
I didn't see that.
How do we feel about Stugatz's effort? I really can't explain to the.
I'm unbelievably angry at Stugatz right now. Again,
What are the chances he sabotages his own mic to get out of it?
His equipment up, and it worked flawlessly. And I don't understand how it like with his technical hands, what he's done to my perfect machinery. To make it not work to this degree. He has broken my fine china of work in such a manner.
You talk about machinery and equipment the way that people talk about like family and loved ones.
Yeah, because to me it is. It's an extended member of my family. The equipment that I spent my own money and had my own Amazon equipment sent to my apartment. And I drove up to the godforsaken place that he lives. God, does he live far? And I drove up there. I set it up. It worked perfectly. And I just don't understand what he's done to it. But what have you done to my work?
Tony, can we examine this for a second, please? Go describe for the audience what we were doing in this room, staring at each other while I was arguing with Mike, telling him, Mike, let's just start and do this while the overtime is going on, because we're all saying, you know what, bleep off, Vrabel. We're familiar with your work. You somehow manipulate the clock in overtime and 6 minutes are gone. And we don't know how it happened, but you're just, a play wasn't run and 6 minutes are gone because you love to squeeze the football in overtime. And I wanted to go live, and Mike Ryan didn't. And throughout the entire time, Stugatz was getting off joke after joke, microphone working flawlessly. And we spent how much time there? And then 3 seconds before the field goal goes up, all of a sudden, everything's static.
Well, Dan, it's our gumshoe detective. I am, you know, getting Stugatz on the case here because there's something going on where he's doing like a Saturday Night Live skit in for us. He's, you know, doing all the jazz hands and doing Stugatz things. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we get the robo Stugatz. And it happened last time, too, and it happened the time before that. So I'm starting to wonder here if Stugatz is sabotaging
you
this
guys
for his own game.
You guys think he's doing this on purpose because he just wants to Might go back be. And smoke
absolutely.
Weed?
Yes.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is a Sunday, Dan.
Okay, so Stugatz is going to get into the sex. All right, let's end on that note. I want you to go ahead and imagine the visual. There it is. of Stugatz having sex. That's that is the dismount.
He took her to the swamp on Saturday, and he's about to take her to the swamp again on Sunday night.
Oh, no.
Disgusting situation.
No.
Baby.
No.
He did not need that.
I hate football.
Can I read the synopsis to the Lost Weekend before
Please
we
do.
Go?
Please
do. Okay. Just go ahead and take us out that All way, right. just by reading the 1945 film that Greg Cody gave us from his dollhouse.
Writer Don Burnham is on the wagon. Sober for only a few days, Don is supposed to be spending the weekend with his brother, Wick. But eager for a drink, Don convinces his girlfriend to take Wick to a show. Don, meanwhile, heads to his local bar and misses the train out of town. After recounting to the bartender how he developed a drinking problem, Don goes on a weekend-long bender that might just prove to be his last.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.